Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
If I won the lottery, I'd do it tomorrow. We're talking about retiring. It would have to be a big lottery win to make that happen, though. It is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. According to a new AARP study, more than one in four U.S. adults over the age of 50 say they never expect to retire. 70% of these people, they're concerned about the rising prices.
That's a pretty depressing abyss to be looking into, isn't it? Because part of having never been an old person, but getting closer each day. And did you ever have that moment where you're sitting around going, I wonder if there are have been more yesterdays than there are tomorrows? Like there's a certain point in your life where you, math just tells you that's reality. Mm-hmm. But I'm getting into that age where it's like, oh, I'm kind of starting to get into that.
You're on the other side.
What's the life expectancy of a normal American man type of thing?
How much time do I have left?
But, there reaches a point where you say to yourself, okay, I've worked my whole life and getting on in years, hopefully even in good health. You say, I'd like to enjoy the time I have left doing the things that I enjoy the most, which I would think would add to your life expectancy if you're doing things you enjoy. But the reality is, and we're not even talking about, you know, it used to be, hey, grandpa's been retired for 10 years and he's bored. He's going to go work, you know, Saturday mornings at Menards because he likes home construction.
Right.
It's not one of those things. We're talking about people who are having to get quasi or in some cases even full-time jobs who are, you know, 65, 70 years old. That's not the way it was sold to them it was going to be.
Well, when you're talking about people, I mean, and this is a choice that many people are having to make because of everyday expenses. You've got your housing costs or rent, mortgage, whatever it is. These are some of the big reasons why people are unable to save for retirement. But you've got to make these choices all the time. Can I put a couple bucks into savings or am I going to live for the now?
Right.
And if you have chosen the live for the now, you know, if you've chosen that path, guess what? You're not going to have a soft landing as you get older.
You know, it's a fascinating thing. And a lot of it, again, comes back to a total lack of planning. Mm-hmm. Some of it is beyond planning and, you know, hey, life events, people get laid off from jobs, whatever. But, you know, Bill Demery and I had this conversation and, you know, I told him, I said, man, I feel so far behind the eight ball because I've always been good at saving money, but not great at investing it or kind of making the money work the way it should have. And he said, you're still very young compared to a lot of people that walk in my door.
Well, that had to make you feel good.
Well,
there's still time for you, Rob Kendall.
But it's like, wow, you know, so I've kind of started. One of the reasons I work on the weekends is to try to create some sort of retirement option that will exist.
Yes, but in today's economy, now you're actually probably using that money just to offset inflation.
This is the thing. My wife and I have had this conversation. I said the intent of that was, okay, well, I'll do this and I'll do it relatively part-time. But then everything has just exploded in terms of expense that you're right, Casey. A bunch of my part-time money now goes to living daily.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you look at the statistics, in the past 4 years, energy prices have increased by 38%, gas 47%, electricity 29%, groceries 21%. So everything has gone up. And according to this AARP study, they say that one third of older adults have a credit card balance of over $10,000 and 12% have a balance of over $20,000.
That's staggering because when that's happening, you're throwing money away. I mean, you're literally just lighting money on fire with interest and penalties or whatever every single year. And so that or month and year, if you keep it going that long. And so that's just money that just evaporates. It disappears. Here's the other concerning thing is it used to be the idea of, okay, if I put my money in some sort of retirement plan, you're going to make your money work for you and it's going to create the stable environment going forward. Inflation is so great that your accounts in many cases have to do so well that oftentimes, even if your accounts do reasonably well by historical standards, you're barely beating inflation.
That's not historical today.
Right?
You can't count on that now. So nearly 40% of people are worried just about meeting their basic living costs, like food and housing. So when you consider all that, it's hard to actually save. And if you're over 50 and you're just starting the saving process and you're doing it in our current climate,
yeah,
you're really under the gun with that one.
And then you have things like, you know, let's say you have some sort of unforeseen illness or mm-hmm. accident that impedes your ability to work. Yes, you may have some sort of workman's comp or whatever, but in a world where inflation, again, continues to burn and is totally out of control, the other part of this, Casey, is that people now are largely, middle-class people, are largely stuck in the sense of people like me who bought our home a couple of years ago got way better interest rates than they could get today. And, you know, I made it my life's mission to get the heck out of Warehouseburg there mm-hmm. on the west side as soon as humanly possible. But the reality is, if you had an interest rate in the high twos or low threes, and unless you can sell your home and cash it out and pay cash for your next dwelling, mm-hmm. you can't. A middle-class person cannot go from 3% to 7%.
Right.
And so it's a real struggle. And we need to get Mark Dietl back on and talk with him about that, because kind of what the barriers to access are. And I know we do that every couple months, because I remain amazed. The inventory is low, but I think there's a mixture of reasons inventory is low. And then that creates higher prices. And then you have higher prices with higher interest rates. And it's just it just seems like everyone just feels very unable to move forward in almost every aspect of this economy right now.
I read something recently which I thought was really interesting, and it was the opposite of what you've heard for years. You know, for a long time you heard, okay, this couple, they've owned this big family home and they have adult children, and now they're going to downsize into something smaller. But this article said, don't do that. Don't sell the big house anymore. Don't downsize, because now the adult children are coming back home and you're going to want the space.
That's okay. And, you know, you and I have gone around on this, which is, you know, there are people who, for a variety of reasons, end up living back at home with an elderly parent. In many cases, it's, hey, you know, mom and dad were married for 50 years and sadly dad has passed away and mm-hmm. mom's 80 years old or 70 years old and needs, you know, somebody to look after her. It's not this thing people always get painted like, you're 50 years old and you still live at home. That used to kind of be a thing where you'd go, well, that's rather sad. But now with the economy mm-hmm. and with the inability of our older, you know, generation maybe to be able to pay for things, the idea of pooling money and creating an environment where everybody can, you know, mix resources, it's not as crazy as it used to be. And it's certainly not just, hey, Fred's 50 and doesn't want to work.
Yeah, I think it's okay. There used to be, you know, a long time families were very close knit. They stayed together and you lived near each other. And then as more people became more educated and employment opportunities became available elsewhere, children would move farther away from their family or their parents. And now I think there's some people that are going back to the older way of, you know, we want to be near mom and dad and close to the family, so much so maybe even in the same house. This survey said that a third of respondents believe their finances will be better in a year.
And let's face it, Casey, I do very few things right, but I figured out the living situation.
Yeah, perfect. You did. Right next door.
Yeah, so I don't have to see my dad whenever I don't want to, but anytime I need something. Hey, you home?
Well, and
I can see you in there.
There's also another looming issue that is hanging over a lot of Americans, and that is the ability to retire based on the financial health of Social Security.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something that's hanging around, especially people like Kevin's age.
You should count on, Kevin should absolutely plan on getting nothing. I mean, you and I, we might be able to suck a little bit out of it, but Kevin, you're going to get totally, totally hosed.
Yeah, I'm not getting my hopes up.
There's nothing there for you, little Kevin.
But lucky
thanks for your money. We appreciate it.
You still get to pay into it.
Yeah, no kidding.
You won't get to reap the rewards.